1 o'clock.
This is Wade Rathke, and you're listening to Wade's World, a Voice of the People program. Welcome to the east side of town so that we can talk about how the other half lives and what life is like here living in Wade's World, whether that's the east side of Little Rock, Greenville, or New Orleans, or on Acorn Radio in Nairobi, Bengaluru, Bristol, or Bombay. Points north and south, east and west, where we are either rebroadcast or live streamed at kbf.org and acornradio.org. A podcast will be available to the show on these websites and at affiliatedmediamovement.org. You know the story on Wade's World. We talk to the most interesting people in the world. Today, we're talking to the organizer for Acorn Honduras in Tegucigalpa, Erlen Perez. Bienvenidos, Erlen, to Wade's World.
Muchas gracias.
Danae Butler is helping us. You might want to give us a caveat here, Danae.
I am a volunteer translator, which means I do not consider myself bilingual. So for all of you that are bilingual in the audience, I truly apologize for the massacre I'm about to commit in both languages.
We've got to get the news out on Wade's World, so we'll do the best we can. Erlen, what is Acorn Tegucigalpa?
¿Qué es Acorn Tegucigalpa?
En Tegucigalpa organizamos comunidades donde hay mucha población.
In Acorn Tegucigalpa, we organize there's a lot of population.
Tegucigalpa es la capital de Honduras y por ende tiene más incidencia política que en cualquier otra ciudad del país.
And in Tegucigalpa, because it's the capital of Honduras, there are more political incidences that happen here than anywhere else in the country.
Actualmente estamos trabajando en campañas de educación para las comunidades, campañas de espacios recreativos, campañas de alumbrado público para las comunidades.
And right now, we're actually working on campaigns that have to do with education, creating recreational space in our communities.
How many members do we have now in Acorn, Honduras?
Actualmente tenemos más de 200 miembros activos que todas las semanas están haciendo actividades y están desarrollando campañas.
Right now, we have more than 200 active members. These are members who are active in that they're working with us every week on our different campaigns.
And how many groups? I think you said 15 groups now in 5 districts?
¿Cuántos grupos hay?
Tenemos 5 grupos, diferentes comunidades, que algunas comunidades trabajan campañas distintas, algunas comunidades trabajan más de una campaña.
Yes, we are organizing in 5 groups, you're right, Wade, and each group organizes in different campaigns. Because we organize in communities, they dictate, you know, which issues they work on, and they're all different.
Yesterday, Erlen, we met a number of leaders with you and drove up to an iron gate.
Ayer, nos reunimos con muchos líderes con usted y manejamos a un
gate. What was on the other side of that gate?
Iron gate. Una frontera. I don't know the word.
It was a former national facility, an orphanage.
El espacio donde fuimos mm-hmm. ayer fue un espacio que en un día
fue un orfanato, sí. Fue un orfanato, ahí tenían a niños que no tenían papá ni mamá, luego lo convirtieron en un centro de formación, pero al final quedó abandonado. Y hoy tiene más de 5 años de abandono. Nosotros como Acorn lo solicitamos para que se nos facilitara y manejarlo nosotros como Acorn Tegucigalpa.
So what we've been doing, so where we drove up to this iron gate yesterday, it used to be an orphanage. It was run and maintained by the state until about 6 years ago when it was abandoned. And as ACORN and our community group, we decided to take it over. So yesterday, Erlen took Wade to meet with leaders in that space and to meet with the part of the government that runs that space to talk about how they could renovate it into an active public resource.
I noticed there was a soccer field there with an ACORN symbol.
Y hay un campo de fútbol que tiene un señal de ACORN.
Así es, precisamente porque nos lo han asignado a nuestros miembros, ellos lo mantienen, ellos le dan mantenimiento, ellos cuidan, ellos limpian todo ese espacio, ahí hacemos actividades de formación, actividades recreativas, deportes y actividades artísticas. Y ya lo sienten como parte de ellos, nuestros miembros, que por eso también lo pusieron ahí, dibujaron la insignia, el logo de ACORN. Y ellos están permanentemente haciendo actividades en ese espacio que se nos asignó como ACORN Tegucigalpa.
So, he said that yes, it is their space, they maintain it, they clean it, they care for it. And in that space, they have a dedicated sports area, recreation area, which is what the football, the soccer field was. They do arts activities there. But yes, they're currently, our ACORN group is developing that space. And because they drive everything that happens there, they drew an ACORN logo because that's their space.
That's how we roll. I was impressed that the officials said that they'd already committed, based on ACORN's demand, 2 million lempiras, which is about $450,000, towards the rehabilitation.
Le impresionó que los oficiales de INFOP dijo que por qué ustedes demandaran que se renovaran el espacio, que hicieran su compromiso de 2 millones.
12 millones.
12 millones.
12 millones de lempiras.
12 million lempiras.
Oh, 12 million. Oh, wow. Yeah. So I was wondering how they were going to do that job for $400,000 US dollars. So that would be about $2.5 million. So that sounds more like what the job will take, because there was, how many rooms were there?
Well, it looked like there were about four rooms, big size rooms with sort of, you know, a common room in each building, and there had to be cuántos edificios. Hay 8, 7.
Ahí hay como 12. 12 salones, pero ahorita se van a habilitar 4 para formar a nuestros miembros.
Right. So he says, yeah, there are actually 12 buildings right now, but we're going to work on 4.
Which is a smart plan.
Sí, qué inteligente.
Because you could already tell that was a big job just to talk about 4 rooms, because in some cases, roof damage, I mean, even cleaned up, there's a lot of work still to do.
Un trabajo grandote, porque con 4 habitaciones, cuartos, es mucho para hacer, con el techo dañado y todo.
No luz, no electricity, no agua, no sanatorios.
You know, it's amazing what can happen when a space hasn't been used in 6 years.
Yeah, no, we live in an environment. Erlen made what I thought was a profound point in the leadership meeting as we first started the tour, that he described, if you remember, Danae, that there was a debate within the membership whether or not they should stop at these 4 rooms and just that was enough, while others wanted to expand to the whole area, that they wanted to be very careful they didn't, you know, bite off more than they could chew. They didn't take on such a big job and sort of ruin their focus. That was very powerful.
Usted,
how do you want to summarize
that? Hiciste un punto muy profundo para Wade, que usted dijo que sus integrantes están pensando en ahora tienen este proyecto a renovar estos edificios. Uh-huh. Eso es un proyecto, pero otros integrantes dicen que sí quieren expandir y hacer otro centro de comunidad en otro lugar, pero los otros integrantes estaban diciendo no, queremos focalizar aquí en este proyecto, y hay una tensión, ¿no?
Sí, pasa siempre en las comunidades que algunos quieren tener los proyectos más cerca de sus mismas comunidades, sus casas. Y como tenemos otros centros comunitarios que también pudieron ver, algunos están solicitando que las formaciones se lleven a sus propios centros, que los tienen ahí más cercanos.
He said, you know, basically that, you know, there is always this dynamic where certain members want the projects to happen, especially like a community center, to happen closer to their homes, whereas others don't live in that area, they live farther away, and so there's this constant solicitation of making projects in their area, so yeah.
Well, but it also raised a question that I, in Erlen's name, addressed in my daily report, my blog today, which is the interaction between community organizations, direct issues, multi-issues, and community development.
Y Wade escribió en su blog hoy de esta pregunta que vino de esta idea de que usted habló ayer, que la idea fue
community organization,
sí, que la organización comunitaria hacemos campañas comunitarias, pero hay una tensión con desarrollo público, like public development.
Right, community, yeah, like building this center out, or, you know,
como construyendo un centro comunitario, as opposed to a campaign.
As opposed to, you know,
demand.
Just direct action against the government, saying you do the job. They're actually asking Acorn to manage this center, if I understood correctly.
Sí, como en una oposición de una estrategia, como haciendo una demanda a al gobierno a hacer un proyecto y para ellos a mantener el espacio. En este caso, Acorn va a mantener y cuidarse el espacio. Entonces es, pero tiene otro dinámico para la organización, como
Lo que nos va a permitir ahí es incluir más comunidades, más miembros, hacer más miembros, y va a ser una plataforma para formar también en justicia social, en temas de conciencia social, a nuestros miembros ahí. Porque de ahí tenemos que partir, de que si ya tenemos esta conquista, tenemos que seguir exigiendo mejores beneficios para las comunidades a nivel nacional.
Yes, you know, our idea is that this is going to help us increase our membership and also increase the consciousness about the work that we're doing in the community and, you know, in the larger city, because now we have this physical success that people are going to be able to see, and that'll help us grow.
Absolutely. And as Erlen, if we look 2 or 3 years from now, in addition to going to all 5 districts where Erlen is servicing groups, I bet he has to go by this center every day and just check and make sure it's still there.
Pues dice que sí, si cuando hablamos con usted en 2 o 3 años, vamos a escuchar que está trabajando en más comunidades, y también cada día tiene que ir al centro comunitario a ver si está bien, todo bien.
It's a responsibility.
Es mucha responsabilidad.
So it's all good, but it's important that there's a debate about that now already.
Sí, es muy importante que hay este tipo de conversación ahora, ¿no?
We're talking to Erlen Perez, who's the regional organizer for Acorn Honduras in the Tegucigalpa region.
We heard the same issue when we were in San Pedro Sula. A museum director didn't want a van because she didn't want to have to worry with a van. She just wanted more people to come visit.
Right.
Same problem.
Sí, en San Pedro Sula nos reunimos con una directora del museo y su problema fue como en opuesta que necesitó más gente a visitar su museo. Ahí está este museo, este edificio tan grande y buenísimo, pero nadie viene y es una lástima. Y entonces estuvo hablando de que necesita más gente.
So eventually the issue will be how to get more people to use it, not just what the facility is.
Entonces un día quizás en el centro va a ser cómo se puede añadir más gente para participar.
Evelyn, the next project or the next victory we got to witness was the restoration of a community center that was a much smaller project in another neighborhood.
Sí, y después fuimos al centro comunitario donde había una otra renovación con una inversión.
Sí, ahí sucedió algo muy interesante. Yo logré hacer un enlace con una organización japonesa que está en Honduras y nuestros miembros se quedaron haciendo la gestión, le dieron seguimiento, elaboraron un perfil y consiguieron que desde Japón aprobaran alrededor de $20,000 o poco más de $20,000 en materiales para remodelar un centro comunitario. Y ahí está uno de los mejores centros comunitarios de todo ese sector.
They actually worked, they made an alliance with a Japanese group foundation, and the Japanese foundation ended up investing $20 million into this community center, and now that community center is one of the best in that entire area.
$20,000 made a big difference there.
$20 million.
Oh, you're right, $20,000.
Yeah, I mean, we were there yesterday. Yeah. So, $20 million, we could have all moved in tomorrow. I did say the tile work there was better than any I've seen in any house I've ever lived in. So it was an amazing job. Erlen, Tegucigalpa, San Pedro Sula, Honduras has a rough reputation right now for violence and security. Is that fair?
Y ahora San Pedro Sula y Tegucigalpa en Honduras tiene una reputación que es un poco difícil, como con violencia y crimen, que es inseguridad, y le parece que es un justo perfil que tiene ahora.
Es muy preocupante la situación de seguridad. Se estima, los datos oficiales es que están disminuyendo la cantidad de asesinatos.
It's a huge worry right now, of course, and right now we really aren't sure how many people have been hurt or murdered.
Pero la extorsión no se detiene, sino que crece. Las personas tienen que huir a veces de sus casas por amenazas. Emigran del país por la misma inseguridad. Entonces nos pone mucha preocupación. Hay muchos asesinatos de periodistas también. Y actuar o demandar seguridad de forma frontal es un tema para los que trabajamos en las comunidades que tenemos que reflexionar o que tenemos que hacerlo con mucho cuidado.
Forgive me in advance. You know, a lot of what he thinks about and is unsure about is how big of a problem extortion is. Of course, this kind of extortion has caused people to migrate. The cause for concern around safety it is real, and it worries everyone here. And of course, sending security to the border is something we really need to think about, how we can resolve these issues locally as much as we can, but it's all a big worry.
It's difficult for the local groups to make security an issue from what you were telling us.
Usted nos dijo que es difícil tener campañas de seguridad local.
Sí, por diferentes razones es difícil asumir campañas de seguridad. Primero, porque a veces en la policía hay personas infiltradas. Y si se demanda más seguridad para las comunidades, de repente con las mismas personas que hacemos la campaña, se encuentran algunas personas que están en las pandillas o son del crimen organizado, son los que distribuyen la droga. ¿Y cómo uno puede confrontarlos a ellos si no hay una garantía en el país, una garantía judicial o de protección policial para los que hacemos este tipo de trabajo?
It's hard to have campaigns around security issues for a lot of different reasons. The first is that, the police are often infiltrated. So when you have a campaign in a neighborhood and you invite them, you don't know what you're inviting them to.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, you don't know who you're talking to. They can send more police, but you don't know if, someone that's actually part of our group is part of a gang or has something to do with drugs. So you can't really safely do a campaign because on both sides, we have no idea who is doing what. Yeah. And we don't really have anyone to protect us.
Hace unos días arrestaron a un político que trabaja en una alcaldía, era regidor de una municipalidad, y él dirigía a un grupo de extorsionadores. Entonces tampoco tenemos claro a quién le vamos a hacer esa demanda, porque si le hacemos esa demanda a una persona que está en una institución y esta persona está involucrada también, eso nos hace correr riesgos.
So a few days ago, there was a politician, someone who worked with a mayor or a deputy. A deputy is a city council person. And it turns out he was involved in extortion. So you really just don't know who's involved in what and what kind of risks you're running.
People often ask, is community organizing internationally dangerous? You told us a story yesterday of you and some of the leaders going into a neighborhood and being confronted by people with guns.
La gente muchas veces se preguntan a Wade, organizando en comunidades internacionalmente, ¿es peligroso, sí o no? Y ayer nos dijo una cuenta de esta historia de llegar al barrio y hay dos personas con chalecos de la policía con rifas. ¿Qué le parece?
Sí, nos pasó en una comunidad. Andaba con dos miembros jóvenes, me estaban acompañando, y cuando estamos saliendo de la comunidad nos aparecen tres policías y nos apuntan directo de frente, y nos quedamos, nos pusimos muy nerviosos, porque a veces en las comunidades algunas personas de pandillas usan también uniformes de policía, y no sabíamos nosotros quiénes eran los que nos estaban apuntando. Nos registraron, les explicamos que éramos de una organización comunitaria, y al final nos dejaron ir, y pues nos dimos cuenta que sí eran policías, pero el riesgo es alto, y aquí matan a muchas personas y no se judicializan los casos. Es decir, nunca encuentran, muy pocas veces encuentran el culpable.
So yeah, it was crazy. I went with two young members of ACORN, and when we were leaving a community where we were organizing, three people in police uniforms pointed their rifles at us, and we were extremely scared because we didn't know if they were policemen or if they were gang members dressed as policemen. This is a common problem here. So all we could do was explain who we were and why we were in the community organizing, and they actually let us go. So, you know, the risk is high. People are killed here, and no one is brought to trial. It's hard.
The political situation is still very difficult as well, is it not, Erin?
La situación política es muy difícil aquí, ¿no?
Sí, sí, hay muchos. En las últimas elecciones hubieron muchos candidatos presidenciales que también nos afecta a la economía, porque el país tiene que destinar mucho dinero para los partidos políticos. Hay mucha incertidumbre. Bueno, actualmente hay una lucha entre los transportistas y el gobierno por una rebaja en los combustibles y no se ponen de acuerdo. Hemos tenido muchas paralizaciones, a veces se paralizan las ciudades, comenzaron con Tegucigalpa, ahora casi todo el país hay días que se paraliza, la gente no puede salir a trabajar y no llegan a un acuerdo aún los políticos de gobierno y los transportistas.
You know, the last election, there were so many presidential candidates. So much money went into these campaigns. It destabilized our economy. There's also, you know, we're speaking here on the day of a transportation strike. There's so much money involved in transportation. But when there are these clashes because money is not going to our transportation, our drivers fairly, it ends up paralyzing our entire community. People can't leave their homes, they can't go to school, they can't go to work.
We did have some ACORN members in Tegucigalpa and in San Pedro Sula run for election at the local level, though, didn't we?
Tuvimos unos socios integrantes quien hicieron campañas para ser candidatos recién.
Ahorita nosotros solo tuvimos una compañera que la vamos a ver hoy mismo, que ha estado cerca de nosotros, fue candidata a diputada, y otros que tenían participaban en algunos partidos políticos. Pero nos preocupa que cuando hay campañas, nuestra cultura nos ha llevado a la distracción, porque los políticos empiezan a regalar, y obviamente sabemos que ese dinero tiene que salir de algún lugar, y a veces sale del mismo estado o lo utilizan los partidos políticos y hacen que la gente se distraiga de sus propósitos, y en eso estamos trabajando también como ACORN en Tegucigalpa.
You know, we actually have a friend who Wade and I are going to go meet today, and she ran as a deputy within the government. And, you know, what we've seen is that there's just, what happens in these political campaigns is that when they're going on, there's just so much money thrown around that there is a sort of culture of distraction created because of how much money flows, and distracts people in the community. And so we really have to figure out a way
to offset that. Erlen, where time is unfortunately up, if people want to know more about Honduras, is there a way to get in touch with you, a website?
¿Cómo la gente puede contactarle si están interesadas en sus campañas?
Pues son bienvenidos todos aquellos que quieren participar en nuestras campañas y pueden apoyarnos donde estén. Pueden contactarse conmigo. Mi correo electrónico personal es erlinperez19@gmail.com. Erlin es ERLYN.
Yes, and he'd like to welcome anyone who's interested in helping or supporting the work that he's doing in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. He is giving out his personal email, which is ERLYNPEREZ, the numbers 1919@gmail.com.
And I can tell you, ACORN Honduras and Tegucigalpa ACORN are doing a great job. And support, it'd be appreciated.
This has been Wage World for another week, the world where the other half lives, where we talk about things you've never heard, and as Lucinda Williams sang, things you've never seen, you'll never forget. As the song goes, we say it loud, we say it on the air, and we say it on the radio. Until next week, when we have another guest, this is Wade Rathke from Wage World. Thank you.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.